Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How you doing, man?
Not bad. Yourself?
I'm great. No problem.
Good. Glad to hear it. How you feeling?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
You?
I think I feel okay. I feel like when people start getting sick around me,
yeah, my kid was
I start
sick.
Getting sick. And
like, I don't get headaches and my head has hurt. I think it's what you call a headache.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like probably on the top of it, and kind of like blurry vision a little bit. Like I'm off.
Might
it ain't right.
Sinus headache. Yeah,
yeah,
maybe.
It ain't right.
Sounds like a little bit. I thought last night, I was like, well, when I wake up tomorrow, I probably won't be feeling well. I woke up today, and I think I feel fine. Although, as soon as I got here and started talking to you and our boss, I thought, do I sound a little stuffy?
I think my voice sounds weird, too.
Do I sound stuffy?
No,
do I sound sick? Okay, good. Good, good, good. I really don't want to get sick.
I'm muscle through it.
Yeah.
But,
I mean,
something
it's
wrong.
Not the end of the world, but...
Like, it's not bad, but it's like, my eyesight's off a little bit. My head hurts.
That sounds like sinus stuff. I had something for you. I don't know if I still do or not. I'll see if I've got some Sudafed, but that's the only thing that helps me. Like, my mom's going through treatment right now, and if you can't be around her if you're sick. You know, I can't go over there if I'm sick. And then it's like, she really needed me to do something last night, and I'm like, well... We had snow cone out sick, and he told me the night before that everyone in his house is sick. And then Lazo's telling me he's on 100%. I feel fine, but is this a voice in my head saying, yeah, but you can feel fine and still get people sick because you're not sick yet? You could wake up tomorrow. So then I worked out this deal that if I woke up today and felt fine, that I'm probably okay. I don't know why that seems like a thing, but I said, I'm going to come over tonight and I'll get that stuff done. That was just sort of my deal with myself. But I don't know. I think if COVID did anything, we knew as kids, they taught us in school that germs spread disease, that sick people get other people sick.
Sure.
I never really, really believed it. I wouldn't tell you I didn't believe it. I mean, I guess I believed it. But if you came to work sick in 2016... I didn't really care, because I didn't really think you were going to get me sick. And if I did get sick, I'd yell at you and go, Lazo, you got me sick, you son of a bitch. But in my head, I'm thinking, I mean, it probably wasn't him. What are the odds it was? I don't know. There was that sort of thing. I can't see these germs, so what are the odds that that's really who got me sick, when they got me sick?
Right.
I think COVID changed that a little bit. You're like, yeah. Because we started tracking stuff. I mean, going, all right, well, who do you know that got sick? And you go, okay, well, this person. Okay, then they go to that person. Who do you know that got sick? And you were tracking it back, tracing it back. I've never done that before. So now I am a little more careful, but I don't know. Anyhow, that's all. That's my current thing. Is
you'll be fine.
Trying not to get sick. Did you watch the game last night?
Okay, what a game, huh? What a game. It was fun to watch.
The ball being grabbed from the glove during a World Series game.
I had friends who were pissed about it.
Okay, well, that's what I was going to ask you, is if you're a fan of it or if you don't like it.
I loved it. I was laughing, and man, that was just a New York City.
It was totally a New York thing to
transit worker who that ball came.
He looked.
He
New
went
York.
To grab the ball to catch it.
Yeah, Mookie Betts is running out. He's Mookie Betts has got the catch.
Yeah. I think he's going for it too. He realizes he's got Mookie's glove.
Yeah,
and like he's like, I'm gonna do anything I can to help my team win. Started trying to grab the glove and the ball to throw it out of there.
When you watch it in regular time, it looked like you could tell they were messing with him. But then when you watch it in slow motion and you see like someone grabbing Mookie's wrist, and then you see the guy spreading the glove apart and pulling the ball out of his glove, and the face that guy's making, that's the only thing I wondered is, does that guy regret? Because that slow motion replay that they showed over and over, the guy's making a really funny face because he's trying to
throw his damn chin thing going. I read like clips that they had interviewed him.
Oh, really? I didn't see
just
an interview.
Just a little bit. He said something, like I saw like a quote, so who knows.
The guy who actually pulled the glove apart?
Yeah, and like, you know, hey, you come to our town, that ball comes towards me, I'm going to D up. Okay. Something like
Yeah, it was New York.
I don't think he was upset.
Right by Torres. Betts in the corner. Does he have room? Fights with the fan. And they're going to say that it's an out and fan interference. So an out. One gone in this first. It's the second time that Gleyber Torres has hit a ball that has ended up in fan interference in this series. He had the home run turn into a double.
Yeah, it was a very New York thing to do.
Yeah.
And I remember.
And, you know, it was like, people were like, oh, well, I bet you they're going to be mad. Like, nobody's going to be mad at him. It's like, it's not like it was fan interference and he helped like the other
Cubs,
team.
Right. No.
And that, I've seen that happen before. This is a thing where, you know, it didn't hurt at all his team.
Right.
You know, so I couldn't see why the fans would be mad at him at all.
Well, you said you saw an interview. Did they toss the ball back? Or did he keep the ball?
It came out of the glove. If I remember, I didn't watch any replays of it. I just watched it when it was live.
I watched it like over and over.
I felt like he had it, and
I don't remember what they ended up doing with the ball. I thought he got the ball out of there. But I wonder if that's like, you know, if you get in trouble for that. They ejected the fan. The fan got ejected from the game.
I also saw a lifetime ban.
What?
From Yankees games.
Really?
That's what I heard.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I just saw that he was ejected. They said he got ejected, but I didn't see anything about a lifetime ban. That's...
Ooh. That's the other thing, man.
That's
you know,
tough.
If you're a fan,
which I'm sure he is.
You know, all the, you know.
How are they going to know it's him, though? I've got a lifetime ban
I have a lifetime ban from Canada, and
I think that's probably a little stricter. You have to show your ID. You don't have to show your ID. Well, I guess now at games, they've got the facial recognition and stuff, don't they? I didn't think about that.
I guess he could probably sneak in, but it's a lifetime ban.
I would just think if you had a ticket and you scanned the ticket and you go
in. Name, I bet you they can stop that.
But since, you know, tickets weren't... I'm old, so I don't think of tickets as having my name on it. You know, I got some tickets to the game and they say Royals.
Yeah, I'm saying he probably can't buy them.
Yeah, no, maybe if he tries to buy them from the Yankees organization.
Yeah.
But how hard could it be? But now I'm thinking about those facial recognition machines that they have outside of some ballparks.
Well, think about it, not to get too far into anything else, but think about all of the cameras they have just when you watch that Connor Stallions documentary on Netflix.
Yeah.
Like, we have video of him here at this seat, so I'm not saying they're going to do it for every Yankees game, but...
They might be able to catch him. Yeah, I don't know.
Who might be able to, and if they do, that's my thing. Like, would Canada catch me if I cross the border? Probably not, but do I want to deal... Do I want to deal with them pulling me over and be like, hey, we told you you can't come here? Like, it's not worth it.
No.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock. The Rock. The Rock.
How not to kill your spouse, meaning this is not a way to get away with it because
school
did not get away with it. I think you're going to get caught if you kill anybody, you know. Most likely. I know that people get away with it, but... If it's someone that you want to kill, I'm guessing, unless it's like a road rage incident, the reason you want to kill them is because you know them. It's a neighbor you've been fighting with for years. It's a family member, a loved one, whatever. And that's who they're going to look at. Not to mention now, you know, your uncle said years ago, I remember, he's a cop forever.
Right, yeah.
And your uncle said years ago, you know, maybe if you kill a complete stranger one time, you might be able to get away with it.
He was a homicide detective. If you kill a complete stranger one time... You know, not in your neighborhood.
Yeah. But now with cameras being everywhere, they don't have to have a camera of you committing the crime. They just can just look at, okay, what vehicles came through this way, this way, that way, and they start narrowing it down and they figure it out. But I will give these two in the news some credit for being
Clever.
Pretty clever. So I told you a little bit about this when the story first broke, but it was very confusing because people, you know, it was he said, she said, and also the cops weren't fully giving us all the details, but there's a Brazilian au pair, which is a nanny, right? She's Brazilian, and she was an au pair for a couple in Virginia. And this couple in Virginia, married couple, and the woman, the wife, ends up dead. She ends up getting murdered. She gets murdered by this guy, they think, originally the story is, this guy named Joseph Ryan. He comes into the house with a knife, attacks the wife, and it just so happens that the husband and the nanny, the au pair, were home, and they come busting in and catch this crime right in the middle of it, and they attack this guy who broke into the house with a knife. Okay. One of them shot the guy. It wasn't clear who. Now they're saying that both of them, actually, the au pair and the husband, had shot this guy. We talked about it a little bit, but it was murky, like I said, because they didn't have all the details.
Now the au pair do it.
The au pair has now taken a plea deal, and she's been working with prosecutors, and so we have the full picture story here.
Okay.
So what happened is this guy, the husband, he obviously is falling in love with this au pair. They're having some sort of an affair. I don't know if they want to run away together or if they just want to stay in that house. They want the wife out of the picture.
Yeah, well,
she's in the way. She's in the way. So they, and this is where I thought it got clever, they went on a fetish website, which I assume is one of these websites like kink.com or one of these. And they pretend to be, they create a fake profile for the wife. They pretend to be the wife. And I don't know exactly the details of what this wife's profile said, but it must have said something about how she was looking to be dominated by somebody. And there is a dom on there, on this website, who's more than willing to do this. So he comes over to the house, this guy who met her online, this Ryan fella, Joseph Ryan. He comes over to the house, and when he walks in, the wife is not expecting anyone. She's obviously unaware of all of this going on. But when this guy walks into the house, and she starts screaming. Yeah. You know, bloody murder, she's like, scared. Yeah. Exactly. He thinks this is all part of what they've planned. Exactly. Exactly.
Like, I'm going to scream and pretend like it's rape.
Yep. And I'm going to tie you down, cut your clothes off. This was the whole plan. And so as he walks into this house and she's screaming, he thinks everything good so far.
Prosecutors, she and the husband, Brendan Banfield, used a fetish website to lure a stranger to the house, Joseph Ryan. Prosecutors say Ryan believed he was going there to meet the wife, Christine Banfield, for a consensual sexual encounter where he would tie her down and use a knife to cut off her clothes. Ryan showed up to the house and began carrying out what he thought was the agreed-upon plan, holding Christine down at knife point. Ugh. The au pair told prosecutors she and the husband then burst into the bedroom with guns, pretending to be surprised. According to the au pair, the husband, Brendan Banfield, called out police because he worked as a federal agent, then shot
Joseph. He was a federal agent?
Yeah, he was like a federal agent for like the IRS or something.
A service weapon. Banfield then allegedly stabbed and killed his wife, Christine.
He stabbed and killed. That's the husband.
Okay.
The husband stabs and kills the wife because I guess they've already shot the quote-unquote intruder. So the husband proceeds to stab and kill
Pair
the wife and make it look like the intruder did it.
She shot Joseph Ryan, too, because he was still moving.
Then she, the au pair, shoots the guy. So he's been shot by, I guess, the agent. Then he later gets shot by the au pair. The wife is actually stabbed to death by the husband. I mean, that's... obviously, the whole thing's cold-blooded. You're killing your wife for no reason other than you're having an affair, so as far as we know. But there's something very personal and hard to imagine about stabbing someone. I have to assume you loved this person at some point.
Yeah.
And I don't know what your relationship was like in that moment, but there's nothing in the story that says that they were getting ready to get divorced. So I'm just imagining that things are kind of going along as normal. As far as the wife is concerned, she thinks that the relationship is at least okay. She hasn't left or anything like that. And you then stab this woman. And also, if you're the au pair, you just watch this dude that you're in love with stab a woman he married and took vows with.
Yeah, but you probably don't think he's going to do that to me.
But in that moment, you don't think that leading up. But when you watch it, it's got to be a little shocking to see how easily he does it.
But she was in on it, so she came in with guns ablazing too. So, and helped him come up with the story. So obviously, she's not like, you know, no chance for her to clutch her pearls. I mean,
no, but it could be a little more difficult in that moment than you think it's going to be leading up to it. Oh, we'll kill him, and then when it actually happens, and then you see him do it, I would just think that image could go running through your head a few years from now when the two of you aren't getting along great, or when you suspect him of cheating on you with somebody else. But I got to say, it was a pretty clever setup. It was a pretty clever setup. I mean, how else do you get a guy who is completely uninvolved to show up at a house?
The only thing that I have a question about, and I guess I would have asked this question while we were coming up with it, because I'm like, this is a good plan. But where did they send him the itinerary? Meaning, was it on this website, whichever one is Dom website?
Yeah.
And then couldn't the police
find that?
Yeah, and
they did.
Right.
I think they did. I think that's how this story started to unfold.
Thing, like, I think you're still going to get caught. Like, it's a smart idea.
Yep. They were looking into it, and my understanding, at least, was that as the police are looking into the guy who got killed, the guy that they originally were told was the attacker, that then they find this profile on this fetish website, and then, oh, okay. And also, they had found a lot of correspondence between this husband and the au pair, so they were suspicious almost immediately, it sounds like, of the relationship that the two of them had, which, of course, because, look, that's the other thing, too. You're not just killing your wife now. You're killing your wife with the nanny, the young, beautiful nanny.
Divorce her and go marry the
nanny. It's not going to work. It might work.
Possibly, you got a leg up already. Like, you're already dating someone. Well, that's easy. Divorce her, and your kid already likes the new mom.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even have to do any of that weird stuff where you introduce her to a stepmom.
Already knows her.
Already knows her. Probably, I don't know how old your kid is, but depending on the age, you know, you can probably just pull it out that it is your mom.
You can,
and the other lady was the nanny.
You could at the very least pretend like, partially why I'm with this woman is for you, because I know you love her so much, and I just thought it would be hard to take her out of your life now.
Sure.
And it's just been the two of us here, and we've fallen in love. But yeah, I think if you're gonna, I think the people that probably get away with killing spouses, I think it's more likely that a woman gets away with killing her husband. Just because I've seen so many things where they start looking at some woman and like, man, she's had like 10 husbands die. And that's when they finally start looking. It's like death after death after death. And they go, oh, she poisoned her last three husbands. You go, Jesus Christ. I don't think that if a guy was poisoning his wife, that he would get away with it three different times. Now, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. But I just don't think people suspect women, as probably they shouldn't, of murder when it comes to their spouse. Or at least suspect them as often as they do men. Men are the ones who are going to try and do it. And Lazo, I know you're saying, just get a divorce, which I totally agree. But this always comes down to money. And just based off the pictures that I saw of this guy's house, you know, they look like they probably are upper middle class. And I can imagine that a divorce, especially, I don't know if there's still states that have, like, a fault.
Right.
I don't even really know. Is fault, if it's a fault state, then it matters if you cheated or not? Is that how that works? And then no fault states, it doesn't matter?
I think
it
can come up.
Okay.
Well, I think in a no-fault state, like Kansas is a no-fault state, so it's like, well, whatever.
I thought that most states had moved towards that.
Your husband's,
you know, could be wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I've been cheating on him for 10 years.
My wife cheated on me, like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The point is, you guys want a divorce, so here's how we're going to split up. And they just do it based off of how much money do you make, how much money do they make.
A judge in Johnson County, it wasn't my judge, just a rumor I think it was the woman who said, you know, my husband did this, this, and this. And the guy was like, the judge was like, you married him.
Right.
Like, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm fine with that.
Let's just
break it down based on here's how much money you make.
I don't know. What was he like? You know, I have no idea.
Yeah. And if you're thinking, I have to kill my wife because if I run off with the au pair and get divorced, I'm going to go from being upper middle class to just kind of middle class, maybe be struggling a little more. I won't be able to keep this big house. Hell, I may even have to pay for my wife to keep this big house. Oh. Well, then think about that before you run off with the au pair. You don't have to run off with her.
Well, make a smart choice. I mean, going from upper middle class to middle class, but you get a young au pair.
Exactly. You got to weigh that stuff. You got to weigh that stuff. So quit freaking out about the house. You love the McMansion. I get it. You're going to lose it. And it probably is really going to irk you that you have to keep making mortgage payments for your ex-wife to live there, Virginia. So I don't know what the rules are there, but it just seems like anytime these stories come up, it's because the person didn't want to lose the money.
Right.
They refused to, either because they really hate the person or just because They didn't want to. They're greedy, and they're like, I can't do it. It's when they're rich, that's what gets me the most, you know.
Yeah.
And like Bezos, we're talking next world,
right? And rich. Tiger, you
so
know,
that stuff, yeah, whatever. But even if you're worth like $20-30 million, okay, you're losing half of it.
My guy Brady on Instagram.
No, what'd he do? Oh, I saw about his ex wife though.
We pulled an A-Rod.
What'd he do? Oh, you're gonna have to tell me about this.
Okay.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Okay, so tell me what our boy,
yeah, Brady
did. People get so mad when I say I like Brady, but now that he's out of the NFL,
sure,
not playing, people don't get mad, right?
No.
My brother said something. He texted me and said, God, Brady's terrible as an announcer. And I said, really? I think he sounds pretty good. And I said, but full disclosure, I kind of like Brady, and I watch those documentaries, right. And he's... shockingly said, oh, I really like Brady. And I was like, oh, yeah. Okay, because I feel like you get a lot of pushback.
And once they get out of whatever they're doing, they become more
likable. That's how I feel now. It's over.
I always liked Eli. I didn't really love Peyton Manning.
I didn't really either, but I liked Eli.
But now that he's out,
actually, I kind of hated Peyton.
Yeah, me too. But now I'm like, wow, this guy's nice, super funny guy.
You're right.
Like, they get out of that. They're no longer your enemy.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
You know, and they get to be themselves a little bit more.
Yeah.
And the guys who stay popular on TV...
Right.
Are likable.
Yeah.
Because if they weren't, then they wouldn't be on TV. Like, I don't expect Aaron Rodgers to be, you know, doing live Monday night football stuff.
Probably
you know?
Not.
He'll be on podcasts where it's, you know, real niche.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, I don't know. Can you bring up Brady's Instagram?
Well,
I don't know if you can.
I can.
But anyway, it was in his story the other day.
Okay.
And
so if it's in a story, then it's probably gone by now.
I don't know how long it lasts.
But if it's Brady's story, then there's a good chance that it's on websites. So I'll try looking for this. What day was it? Like over the weekend? And when did you find out about it?
The other day.
Did you see it on Instagram, on his Instagram, or did you see it in the news?
I saw people talking about it, and I kept going and trying to find it, but then I was like, oh, this isn't true.
Okay, well,
but then
let me
I
ask
found
this.
It, and it's true.
Did this has got to be it, because I've got a headline here that says Tom Brady gets cryptic on Instagram after Giselle pregnancy reports.
Yeah, so if you remember, I was really upset with A-Rod because...
We were embarrassed for him.
We were embarrassed for him, and, you know...
It was like a whole collage of photos, old photos of him and J-Lo.
It was like a shrine
song playing.
For J-Lo, and it was Coldplay playing.
That's right, it's Coldplay.
And I was like, dude, come on, man, don't post that stuff.
Right.
Like, just don't do it. Think about it, it's fine, I get it, you're heartbroken. You loved her and she left you. Well, Brady did something very similar.
So it says that he posted, if this is the same thing, it's got to be, the lyrics to Landslide.
He posted
on his Instagram story with three heart emojis as the chorus played.
And a picture of like a sunset, and it was the Dixie Chicks, the Chicks version of Landslide.
The Chicks remake of the song that was originally created by Fleetwood Mac. So, was it like the news about Giselle had just broke?
Yes.
Well, look, I said earlier, no matter how rich or successful you are, I'm sure it's still... You still have to feel something when your ex-wife gets pregnant by the jiu-jitsu instructor.
Well, I mean, it ain't perfect.
But you hope that you don't
post it on
post
Instagram.
About it. And if he was somebody else, I'd say, well, maybe he got drunk. Or I don't see him doing that. He doesn't seem like a drunk tweeter, a drunk poster. You know what I mean? Okay, but this isn't as bad as the A-Rod thing. I don't know. Oh, mirror, mirror in the sky, what is love? I mean, they got the hearts and the sunset. The thing with A-Rod was it was a shrine. What else could Brady be referring to here? It could be something else. It
Man,
could
it
be something
just,
else.
It can't be. They said what it was. It came out right after it, and he posted the song when it was playing, Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love?
Yeah.
Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life?
Yeah, I'm looking at it, but it's bad.
Dude,
it's bad.
It's fine.
But at least there's no picture of Giselle.
I haven't listened to that when someone broke up with me. I understand it.
No, but posting it.
But posting it.
Is bad. That is bad.
It's too much. And you're Tom Brady.
That's what really makes it bad.
By the way, even if I did it, that's something.
It's bad.
It's bad. But you're Tom goddamn Brady.
You're Tom Brady.
You're Tom Brady.
You are absolutely allowed to hurt and feel hurt and feel those feelings, but you are not allowed to share that with us.
No.
You gotta be tough.
And if you
are
gonna share with us, it can be a certain, like, hey, that didn't realize. You could even go on Instagram Live and be like, didn't realize that was gonna sting as much as it did.
That's fine.
Right.
But you're using landslide, the chick's version of landslide with heart emojis.
You're not even doing, I mean, let alone the Fleet. You're not even doing the Smash Pumpkins version.
That would have been, Fleetwood Mac in the order of how bad this could get.
Right.
Chicks being the worst.
Right.
And I think Fleetwood Mac right in the
Smashing
middle.
Punch being
the best,
the
least. Yeah.
Right.
But still bad.
No, still bad.
Just because Smashing Pumpkins are singing it doesn't make it any less unnecessary. I mean, that's... Wow, I did not see that.
Yeah.
That seems almost identical to the A-Rod thing. Except that just little sliver, and I know you're arguing with me, of possible plausible deniability, but there, I don't know what that would be.
There's no
picture of Giselle. There's no... The news had just broke. When I saw the news, the first thing I thought was, I wonder how Brady feels about that. I wonder if he has feelings
on
for
it. Twitch, if you want to watch it, twitch.tv/searchlasses. Be a normal human being and just lock it into your soul.
That's it.
But you don't want to do that. You're a better person than me, Tom Brady. Humans are born, we're not all equal. We're not all equal. We have equal rights. We are not all equal. That dude is a better person than me.
Yeah.
There's no doubt
about it.
He's built better.
Yep.
He's smarter. He's an athlete. He may not be nicer, but as far as, like, you know.
You could argue that he might be more successful.
Right. You could.
I guess that's a bit subjective, but he's all of those things. And to do that. And I know it's sexist and whatever, but you know what? I don't think if you're a famous woman. And your ex, I just don't think, it doesn't even matter that you're famous. I think this is the problem, is that you're saying, look, you get it. Maybe that's something that you end up doing. But it doesn't change the fact that you really shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't.
You really shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
No matter who you are,
you shouldn't.
I
agree,
That's not for public consumption.
No.
People don't need to know how heartbroken you are about your ex who's already with someone else having a baby.
Here's the thing, all that. Certainly not that song.
Right.
Like, that's what, let's not overlook that. That Coldplay
with A-Rod
and Landslide, not the songs.
They're bad.
I mean, they're really cheesy and sappy.
It's bad.
You know? Like, I like that song. Don't get me wrong. But it's really cheesy and sappy. And really cheesy and sappy to do on your Instagram. Like, just don't do it. Don't do it.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother.
On 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
All right.
The news. You said
I'm guessing
some
you don't know because you would have said something. Have you checked all your emails? I know you got a bunch of them.
No. Why? What's going on?
Well, this is breaking.
Uh-huh.
And apparently this email went out. I think it was an email.
Okay. So this is breaking within our orbit?
Well, I'm just saying it's going to be a big deal to you.
Okay.
We regret to inform you, this is an email that went out, that effective immediately, the Applebee's location where you are employed is permanently closed. You will be paid for all the hours worked through October 29, 2024, with your final paycheck issued on November 13, 2024. For more details, please visit, and then it gives your HR department.
Why did you get...
Someone sent it to me and said, are you okay? The Applebee's that have closed immediately, North KC, Mission, Kansas, Rainbow Boulevard, Metcalf Avenue, Santa Fe, Speedway, and Leavenworth, buddy. You're no longer a bartender. You're not a bartender.
So, a lot to think about.
How long have you been? I mean,
I got my first job
at the B as a hostess.
When I was in college, the first one I worked was in St. Joe. And, had a really good team of people around me.
Nobody called you and asked you to move?
Well, there's been rumors.
But nobody asked you to move to a different store.
No.
So they just...
I don't know, because I haven't checked my email yet. I'm doing Snowcone's job today, so I haven't been looking at that stuff, but no, this is news to me. And certainly the rumors that... I didn't think that many were closing. There were rumors that some more would close, but that's a lot. So, shout out to everybody who worked at one of those restaurants and was trying to figure something out.
Are you going to have to... where are you going to bartend now?
I don't know.
Chili's?
I hate to... I kind of hate the idea of working somewhere you love that much, you know?
Oh, right.
Because the B became a family. The co-workers and everything. It started when I was 19 years old.
From a hostess to a bartender.
And Chili's is the place I go
to
after
relax,
work.
To get out. It's not like work.
Right.
To forget about work for a little bit.
Grab a bite, hang out, whatever. So my immediate instinct is, I guess I'll finally have to apply at Chili's. But then I've still got that
what
other
about Red Lobster?
Saying, I don't know. I don't know if I'm classy enough.
I just think you have a hard problem making those frozen drinks.
I think that's a lot of blender mix. I mean, not that the blender wasn't being used.
Right.
But I feel like the blender percentage would go way up at Red Lobster. Way, way up.
Without a doubt.
So, but the tips might be better. I don't know. Interesting. I'll have to text some people. Okay, well, that's weird that you got that email before me. But in other news, since we are doing the news right now.
Are you all right?
I'll be okay. I'll be okay.
I mean, you worked there a couple times a week.
I'll be okay. I will be okay. Just need to focus on something else right now for a second. So
you are tight with those people.
I just need to focus on something else right now for a second, and then I can take a break.
You walked into Applebee's, and they all the employees shouted your name.
We're family. We really are. You worked at Olive Garden. You know how it is.
Well, when we're there, we really are family.
Well, I know. You guys took the slogan, but it was because we said it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You guys were clever to use that in the ads. In other news, remember that guy who ran into the Pelosi household, Nancy Pelosi's house, and started attacking her husband with a hammer? And then there was that body cam footage of them at the house, and he's still standing there with the hammer. That was all pretty scary stuff. How much trouble do you get in for busting into somebody's house and hitting them with a hammer? Obviously trying to kill them.
I think you get in a lot of trouble.
How much, though? You definitely get in a lot of trouble. I'm asking you how much. Do you get in the most trouble? Like, do you get a life sentence? Because I say life without parole. First of all, people killing other people with hammers, nobody needs that. I don't need that. I don't need to hear stories about that. I don't know why it is that there's a lot of terrible ways to die, but I am not the only person who says when you hear those stories about someone being attacked with a hammer, you have to cringe immediately because it just sounds so painful, so terrible. It might not kill you instantly. You could have a cracked skull. I mean, it just sounds horrible. And if you're willing to bust into somebody's home to do that, I think you need to be separated from everyone else forever.
Sure.
Forever. So I think a life sentence was fair.
The man who attacked the husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi with a hammer in his home was sentenced yesterday to life in prison without the possibility of parole. David DePapp, convicted in June on state charges of kidnapping, burglary, and false imprisonment. The attack was caught on police body cameras as Paul Pelosi managed to call 911 during that break-in.
I had not seen that body cam footage since that was a story. That was the last time I saw it, and they were showing it again this morning. That is crazy. It's absolutely crazy footage. And he looks unwell. I didn't follow the story too closely, so I don't know. Maybe they addressed mental health issues that guy had, but he definitely looked like he was not all there. Terry Garr, probably, if I had to guess, a woman that Laszlo masturbated to as a kid. A lot of people of a certain age probably did, depending on when their formative years were taking place. What is she best known for? Probably Young Frankenstein. I best knew her from Mr. Mom, but she was in so many movies. She was in Tootsie. She was in Mom and Dad Saved the Universe. She was in a lot of movies. She was, I think, kind of a big deal in the 80s, a little before my time, but it didn't matter because I watched those movies as a kid because we had them on Betamax or whatever, and I always thought she was quite attractive. What about you?
Yeah, of course.
I thought, something about her. Also, when they said she's 79, when she died, I was like, oh, no, what happened? They said 79, and I was like, man, 79. I mean, I guess that happens. I'm in my 40s now, so I don't know what she looked like last week, but she looked
good. Terry Garr always knew how to make audiences laugh. The beloved actress became a household name with her portrayal of Inga, the ditzy lab assistant to Gene Wilder's Dr. Frankenstein in the 1974 comedy classic Young Frankenstein.
Hello. Would you like to have a roll in the hay?
And opposite Dustin Hoffman in the 1982 hit film Tootsie.
I'm going to tell you the truth, Sandy. I'm in love with another woman.
That earned her an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actress.
She was also the mom in, like, wasn't she the mom in Close Encounters? She was, like, the mom in so many things.
The underwear commercials.
The underwear commercials, I just saw pictures from that this morning. Screenshots from that this morning. She was really, really hot.
Yeah, like she had pantyhose on in some of them.
She was the mom in a lot of stuff. Mr. Mom was, for whatever reason, something that I probably saw the most.
I was not too young to get a boner. I was just too young enough to not know what to do with it.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know. There's a time when you don't know, but... that person on the other side of the screen is trying to teach you. Kim Cattrall in the movie Mannequin was trying to teach me, and I watched the movie over and over and over. I knew there was something she was trying to tell me, something she was trying to teach me. Just took me a while to figure it out. Finally, Glenn Close figured it out in Fatal Attraction.
Oh, I thought you were going to say in Hellbilly Elegy.
No.
Because that's where it worked for me with Glenn Close.
By the time Hellbilly Elegy came out, I was already a seasoned veteran. I'm sure. You should watch the scary movie where she plays the grandmother. What's that called? The Descendants or something? Someone on Twitch will correct me. But if you like
Terry Garr.
She was hot.
Was unbelievable.
She was unbelievable. And she was the mom in everything for a while. Felt like a lot of the late, I guess mid-70s, but certainly late-70s through the 80s, she was the mom in so many things. She was a huge star. And there's that other woman, I'll never think of her name, the woman from Airplane, who was also kind of the mom. I kind of thought of her in the same vein, not that I thought she was as hot. She wasn't unhot, but they were both kind of those 80s moms that were in a lot of movies, and Terry Garr was, she was something else. 79 years old, make you
mom
feel...
Mom and Dad Saved the World?
Yeah.
I'm looking just...
That's the last, like, that's probably the most current one I remember her playing the mom.
Of course, Mr. Mom. But
that's what I said. That's the one I watched the most.
Firstborn.
Mr. Mom was the one I watched the most.
But I'm just going through them in my head.
Yeah. Mr. Mom with a very young Michael Keaton, where she goes to work, I think. He's in Detroit, because he works for the...
Japanese guys.
I don't remember if he works for, if they say if he works for GM or Ford, but he works for an American car company. And then, you know, they're running into problems with... new competition from the Japanese, and so she ends up having to go back to work, and he has to stay home. He can't figure out how to use a vacuum cleaner. That's one of Laszlo and I's favorite bits, you know, the guy at home with the kids. Yeah. He has no idea, because men don't know how to do that stuff. Operating a vacuum, you know, spraying Windex on a mirror. You did?
I did. I don't like to do it.
I cannot imagine what that would look like.
I usually pass that off to my oldest. He's like you. I think he's your son. Because I would make him do the dishes. Like, everybody's got to do something. Like, I have my kids 7 days a week. So, they're always with me. And I'm like, hey, if we're going to get through this, we're all going to have to do something.
Yeah.
So, I was like, you do the dishes. You take the trash out. That's easy. You see it, do it. That's it. Well, after a while, he was like, I hate doing the dishes. I'm like, well, I don't care. I'll do them. Pick something else. He's like, I like to vacuum. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Boom. Boom.
Just go.
He thinks he likes
vacuum. Already.
Wait till we get him something nice. Yeah. Maybe I like it because of Mr. Mom, actually. Now that I'm thinking, I could just be putting these two things together. He had a hell of a time using the vacuum in that movie. The bags on the
outside. He used a chainsaw or something, too.
Yeah. What was he using the chainsaw on? Damn it. I saw that movie so many times when I was a kid. He brings the chainsaw out to... Oh, because it's a post on the railing, and it wobbles, and he wants to try and fix it.
That's right.
I think that's it, and eventually he just chainsaws it out. Because he's a guy. You know.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
I need to watch that again.
Mr. Mom?
Yeah.
I watched it too many times as a kid. I tried to watch it once as an adult, and I was like, oof, brings back that feeling. Like, this movie was my babysitter... More times probably than I realized.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't have that many videos at home that we owned, you know, and that was one of them.
It was a good movie. So,
it was, but, I mean, Terry Garr. R.I.P. Terry Garr.
Yeah.
I'd like to roll in the hay, for sure.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
All right. We're finishing up the news, my man.
Okay, good.
You do have to admit, yesterday you said you never get jealous of Nick Wright, but earlier Nick Wright was talking to A-Rod.
I said yesterday I was jealous. Now he's, talking to him.
He talked to A-Rod
on
earlier.
TV. I'm watching a replay
finally admit that you're a little jealous of him?
I mean, just sitting next to A-Rod and talking to him is pretty crazy. Like, I see him talk to...
A-Rod, come on.
Man.
I thought...
Well, I mean...
You're a Jeter guy.
I am a Jeter guy, but I'm just watching him talk to A-Rod, and I'm like, if A-Rod had any idea of how many nights me and my oldest son have got into shouting matches about who was better, Jeter or him.
Well, A-Rod was obviously better, but...
All right, shut it.
I mean, obviously he's better. You like Jeter more as a...
What do you mean, obviously he's better?
I mean, everyone said he was better.
Championships matter.
Right. I'm just saying everyone
Being
says he's
matters.
Better.
Yeah, not everyone.
Not you.
Yeah,
right.
Not me.
Right. So, I'm just saying he was the better baseball player.
That's not... There's more to baseball than just
But
statistics.
Jeter's a better... Yes, I agree with that.
He's a winner.
That's
Jeter's
what makes Salvi the greatest Royal of all time.
Right. He's clutch.
Yeah.
Jeter was clutch. He never did anything wrong. He was perfect.
Just trying to piss you off. In that Red Sox documentary on Netflix, they talked a lot about... Hey, did you go back to watching that yet? Have you watched any more of that Red Sox?
I haven't. Because I watched the World Series is over.
Yeah, because they talk about A-Rod a lot, obviously. And it's just very black and white. Like, I mean, it's crazy because he's the better player than Jeter. And
so. They go into how he did in the playoffs?
They go through the whole thing. Yeah, yeah.
About his play, how he was basically... I mean,
Aaron Judge.
Right, he's a judge.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're finishing the news. I said that maybe this will be the last time, or second to last time at least, that we have to talk about the Menendez brothers mm-hmm. during news. But their lawyer, Garagos, we like that guy. I like that guy at least. He is seeking clemency. Now, the prosecutor there has already said that he's willing to basically resentence the brothers. And with that resentencing, it would basically free them because they'd be out
really?
On they'd be out on parole already. So the prosecutor...
Is that because of a Netflix documentary?
It seems like it. It seems like pressure from a Netflix
like, hey,
documentary.
You know, when I watch this...
I'm telling you, it
sounds
happens
like that
sometimes.
Shouldn't happen.
I know, but it...
You might just have to go back to court.
You get that pressure from the public sometimes, and it's crazy. Now, there are people in the family that are saying they're a little worried that this whole thing moved a little too fast, that it was a lot of pressure from television, and that maybe they put the cart before the horse, because they still got to get... what's his face over there, hair guy, Gavin Newsom,
oh, yeah.
to grant this. And I don't think that he has responded yet. He's got to grant this clemency. But if he does, then they'd be out. They also said, I read this morning, that prosecutor who's willing to resentence them, I guess he's behind in the polls and isn't supposed to win re-election.
Mm.
So by doing this, they said this was his Hail Mary attempt to get re-elected, which is also a little... Like, is that how we should do it? I don't know. I mean, we should have a representative government.
Yeah, that's how we should do it.
No one's saying they're innocent. They're not saying they're innocent. No one's saying they're innocent. They're just saying that they've done enough time. And that's the big debate. And that their parents abused them, that stuff should have been brought up in court. That's all they're saying.
This morning, new steps on the road to freedom for Lyle and Eric Menendez. The brother's lawyer expected to file documents asking California Governor Gavin Newsom for clemency.
We're just very, very hopeful. Very hopeful. That we get them released.
No public comment yet from the governor. It comes days after the Los Angeles County District Attorney asked for a resentencing that would lead to their immediate parole.
Okay, of all those sort of celebrity attorneys that we've seen on TV over the years, I don't know if you'll agree with me, but I've always felt like Mark Garagos seems the most genuine. A lot of them have been very good at their jobs, but I really see him... representing a lot of these people, and a lot of times going back to do press for cases that that ended 20, 30 years ago. People don't even have to be around anymore. And he will still go back and talk about how he felt. And he comes off as genuine. Now, maybe I'm gullible. Maybe he's a psychopath and he's really good at manipulating people. I don't know. But he seems like if I was going to have a celebrity attorney, I think he's the guy I'd want.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you could pick... if you could pick him from all time, just say dead or alive.
Right.
Who would you go with? I think, and I know he's lost some of these high-profile cases, but he keeps fighting.
Lincoln?
Lincoln? You're going to go with Lincoln there?
If I could pull back anybody and I just walk into court.
You think he'd be okay today? I feel like there's a lot of stuff you don't understand.
But I feel like if you walked into court for, you know, fleeing and eluding and reckless driving and having a concealed gun when you didn't have the permit, and Abe Lincoln walked in with you, it's like, oh, I'm Abraham Lincoln.
With he's the hat?
Everything.
Okay.
Just straight from there, I feel like people would be like, all right, this is awesome.
It would be cool, for sure. Be a good distraction. I wasn't saying which one gets you the most attention. If that's what we're doing, then Abe Lincoln is a much better choice. I was just going with, who do you think of all those?
Do you think a judge would argue with Abe Lincoln?
Probably.
That's Abraham Lincoln.
Probably not. Yeah, I don't know how that would work at all. I really don't know. But I could see Abe Lincoln being a little confused about, kind of like Caveman Lawyer from SNL, a little confused about how things work today. Obviously, he's very smart, so they could get him up to speed, but I don't know. I like
Garagos.
Yeah, I like him. Those ballot boxes that were on fire in the Northwest. First of all, police say there could be more ballot box fires. But also, yesterday I mentioned that those fires weren't just somebody throwing a match into the ballot box. There were incendiary devices that were somehow attached to the front of those ballot boxes. The police have security cam footage of a Volvo that they are looking for. They want the public's help looking for this Volvo. They believe the suspect is driving the Volvo or in the Volvo. But they've now released new details about that ballot box fire. Turns out the person who lit those ballot boxes on fire left a message for
this
everyone.
This morning, law enforcement sources telling ABC News incendiary devices used in a spate of ballot drop box arsons carried markings with the expressions Free Gaza, including one that also bore the phrase Free Palestine. Authorities are now working to determine if the suspect, who destroyed hundreds of ballots, is an activist for the pro-Palestinian cause, or if the arsonist left the words simply to manipulate existing divisions in the U.S. Overnight, authorities intensifying their hunt for the Volvos tied to the suspect they believe is involved.
So I just assume that in this country, when you see the news that there's a ballot box on fire, if you're on the right, you think some radical leftist lit a ballot box on fire. If you're on the left, you think some radical right-winger lit a ballot box on fire. Now that you've got this message that says Free Palestine, Free Gaza, if you're on the right, you go, okay, I was right. It was some radical leftist who did this. Or, if you're on the left, you go, obviously an agent provocateur.
Oh, yeah, right? Of course.
And that's what the cops are saying. They're even saying, like, did they leave that? Is that really what they meant? Or are they leaving that to throw us off their track? Because that's not who they are. That's not what they care about. They have a completely different agenda. And also the cops saying, why leave the message if you're just wanting to light these ballot boxes on fire?
Well, you want to tell them why, though. Calling card.
I would think that it makes sense to leave a calling card.
Well, why wouldn't
it? It's not like you're going to really affect the election, probably, with a few hundred ballots in Portland.
Right.
But they are saying that more ballot boxes could catch fire. And, well, I mean, look, that's the least of our worries. As I've said,
have you voted yet?
The world is ending. There's no need.
No need to vote, period?
No, the world's coming to an end from what I can
tell. Are you going
to
vote or no?
I mean, I guess if I'm still here. When is it? Sometime next week?
I think so.
I guess. I mean, if I'm still around, if we're still around, if there isn't chaos in the streets, then...
Do you know who you're going to vote for?
I haven't looked at the candidates yet. Mm. I know I want the gambling in Missouri.
Yeah, that's
And I know one. I want abortion in Missouri.
I want to be able to gamble on abortion, so I'd like to tie those two together if I could.
That's going to have to be like the next
ballot. A neat little parlay.
I saw some flyer that my mom got left on her doorstep when I was over there about, you know, whichever amendment that is. Sorry, people, I know you're probably upset with me. I should know which amendment it is. Is it vote something on 3? Anyway, the abortion one in Missouri.
That's 3, I think.
Yeah, it just said on this flyer talking about, you know, this would allow doctors to provide abortions for the mother's health. And they put it in quotes, like, but they decide what the health is. The health could be that they just don't want the child. And they can provide abortions up to 12 months. And I'm thinking, none of this.
Provide abortions up to 12 months.
Up to 9 months. Sorry, I forget how long an abortion is.
I'm like, Jesus.
And that would be for the mother's health. If it's 11 months in, you're going to have to do
after
something.
After a couple months of that kid not going to sleep, you'd have a lot of abortions.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, I can't anymore. I don't know this baby.
And look, I don't know obviously, I don't even know how long a woman's pregnant. I just made that clear. So I don't know how this works exactly, but I find it a little hard to believe that they just go, yep, okay, because of the way this vote went, now you don't want to have this child. You just want to decide at 9 months. No problem. We'll say it's for your health, and that's that.
By the way, it's crazy to think, well, I don't know what that flyer actually read because I didn't see it, but it's crazy for that to say, well, who's going to decide their health? I'm like, a doctor.
I know. They said, but it can be whatever they decide. And it's
because that's a doctor. That's what a doctor does, actually.
Right, but Leslie, these are doctors.
A doctor's like, I decided with all my knowledge and all the tests that you have cancer.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know what? I'd like another. And then they decide. But eventually they decide that you have cancer.
Yeah.
And then you're allowed to say, I don't believe you, and go home. But I would not. I would trust them.
I would probably go with it. Yeah.
You know, I get a second opinion, maybe even a third opinion, because you don't want to hear it. But doctors really kind of decide what our health is. I mean, we decide what it is, but they decide how healthy or non-healthy
and
we are.
And who's making this decision about the health? The doctors?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty crazy. I thought about asking my mom how she's voting on that, and then I thought, nah, I won't. I just won't. I'll just leave that. I'll actually just put that flyer. I took the flyer and put it straight in the trash.
You did?
Yeah, she didn't need to see it. I don't know. She's Catholic, but I'm not totally certain how she votes on that stuff. Right. So I was like, oh, I'll just stick that in the trash.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
All right. Pop star that the name may sound familiar, but you probably don't know much about. I'm guessing you'd have to look up. The name sounded somewhat familiar to me, I think. Shawn Mendes?
I know that name.
Yeah. He's Canadian. Apparently, he gained popularity. I read on his Wikipedia earlier that he gained popularity by posting covers, song covers, on Canadian YouTube. Mm. It's probably the same YouTube. And next thing you know, he's this big, massive star. He's 26 years old. He's from Ontario, Canada.
Okay.
And he's in the news today. Now, he's on tour, and he's got a new album coming out. I know that much.
Okay.
And
I'm looking at a picture of him right now. I've never seen him before.
He did not look familiar to me either.
Man, if you would have told me Shawn Mendes killed his parents.
I know. It's confusing. You got Menendez brothers, and then you got Mendes. It's confusing. So, Shawn Mendes, as far as I know, did not kill his parents, but I didn't look into it too much, but I think they would have mentioned that. He's got an album coming out. He's on tour. Some people have already filmed him at live shows performing a song that's going to be on his new album. Okay. It's a song called The Mountain, okay? And I guess this week he performed it, and when he performed it, he talked to the audience a little bit. And what he said in those moments is what's making news today. If you Googled his name, I'm sure you see all these stories. And I'll play a clip here from the network news that was on this morning.
This morning, Shawn Mendes opening up to his fans at his latest show about his sexuality.
The real truth about my life and my sexuality is that, man, I'm just figuring it out like everyone.
While performing at the Red Rocks Amphitheater on Monday evening, Mendes sharing this special moment with his fans, performing a new song, The Mountain, from his upcoming album, Shawn.
Say I like girls or boys.
We'll get to this.
It's your mold.
The crowd erupting in cheers.
Okay, so it's a special moment.
Well, what did he say?
Said. He said, the quote is here, that he's just figuring out his sexuality. And I thought, at first, I was like, oh, man, you know, everybody's different, right?
Sure.
I don't know. But I also thought he's probably like a teen pop star, you know? And I've heard you say sometimes that you don't really know, or you might not really know. Some people know for sure. But you've made the argument, because there was that argument for years that said, no, it's not a choice, and you know, just like everyone else knows when you're a kid, and you've said, no, I think that you can evolve, you can be figuring things out and not know for sure. You can know that you like friction and not be exactly sure what the best kind of friction is, and it might take some people longer than others. And I came around to your way of thinking, because I've also heard from a lot of people who've said stuff like that, like pop, you know, celebrities who've said stuff like that. So I think it is possible that it can take a while. He's almost 30, I think, right? So my question to you is, do you think that he's actually trying to figure out his sexuality, or is he trying to decide whether or not to come out to his fans? Now, that song that they played a clip of, I have that clip here. I listened to the whole song today. There are live versions of it on YouTube. I don't think the song's out yet because the album's not out yet. But I listened to this whole song.
Was it good?
There are parts of the song, and I just didn't, I don't have time to go through all of it, and you don't want to go through all of it.
Don't.
But there are parts of it where I thought, and maybe it's just because of this news story, I thought he was rhyming things with gay. where, and then he would take a pause. So he would say things like, you know, so you can say
that I'm gay.
That's what I felt like. But then I'm like, well, maybe just thinking like a junior high kid again, and because he talked about figuring out sexuality. But he does say in this song, you heard a little bit of it there, about liking girls or liking boys.
Say I'm too young, you can. Say I'm too old, you can. Say I like girls or boys, whatever fits your mold, you can. Say I'm
what did he say?
You can say I'm a dreamer. You can say I like girls. You can say I like boys. You can say.
You can say what?
You can say I'm a dreamer. Hold on. I actually do have the lyrics to that entire song, which was, I should say it's hard to find. I would have thought it's hard to find because the song's not out yet, but I found it on YouTube. But he's obviously saying in that song that he's figuring it out. And he introed at Red Rocks this week. He said, I'm just figuring it out with you guys.
Oh.
You know, like, I'm,
well, that's
I'm
how
just,
you figure it out.
Yeah, you do
figure
out.
Have sex with people.
Have sex with the people, right, I guess. But that part of the song, he says, some days I take things way too far. You can say what you need to say. That was the part where I was like, oh, when he says, you can say what you need to say, and then he takes his long break.
Mm.
I thought he was leaving a pause there for like, you're gay. Right. So he says, you can say I'm too young. You can say I'm too old. Okay?
Okay.
You can say I like girls or boys,
mm-hmm.
whatever fits your mold.
Well, yeah.
That, okay. But that it's your mold, right?
Yeah.
You can say I'm a dreamer. You can say I'm too far gone. But I feel never better, so call it what you want.
Okay.
I think it should be, but I never felt better, so call it what you want.
Right.
But call it what you want, call it what you want. At the end of the song, he's just saying, call it what you want, call it what you want, call it what you want. Sean, I think you might be bisexual.
Well, I'm not a...
I think you might be.
I'm not a sexual expert.
I'm not either. I'm not a sexual health expert, or I'm not an expert on anything.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist.
No. But at your age...
Sounds like you might like boys and girls.
I'm getting that vibe. Because at a very young age, I knew that I liked girls. And Laszlo, you mentioned earlier your story. You also knew that you liked girls at a very young age. I don't recall a time in my life where I thought, I need to figure this out. Like, which one do I like?
Yeah, no.
Because imagine if you are bisexual, it could be very confusing because you think, well, you don't hear about bisexuality as often, right?
No.
And so you think, and let's be honest, a lot of guys are sexist and dismissive. So if a girl says she's bisexual, they're like, yeah, just you kiss someone in college, whatever, that sort of thing. But I think, and also, if a guy says he's bisexual, then there's a tendency for society to say, you're gay. If you've ever had a sexual encounter with a guy by choice, whatever, right, then you're gay. You must be gay because you like dudes. And so it's difficult. I didn't come up with this. I've heard that from Dan Savage, and he is an expert.
And he said, and it made sense. If you had sex with a dude,
he said
gay?
That society judges men who say they're bisexual because they say, well, it's okay for a girl to say it, but if a guy says it, they say, no, if a guy's ever had sex with a guy, he's gay. That's it. End of story.
Yeah.
You're just a gay guy. And I thought, okay, that does make sense. I could see that, right?
And so, well, I think if a guy says he has sex with both men and women, I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I think so, too. I get what Dan Savage was saying with that. If you come out and say I'm bisexual, then people say, oh, what you really are is gay and you just don't want to
admit. Well, right, because for gay men, I don't want to say it's harder. I'm not a gay man. But if we just take what people say in the political realm, when we say, like people say, I don't think gay people should get married. I believe in their heads they're picturing two dudes.
Mm-hmm.
They're not picturing two women.
Right.
They don't really care.
Right.
But they're like, you know, no. And when they say being gay is a sin,
yeah,
they're picturing two dudes. That's what, like, we all know that. In our heads, that's what we see.
I assume so, especially because usually the people saying that, and not always, but my whole life, the people that are the loudest about that are generally guys in churches. And so many times you find out that they're struggling with their own sexuality.
Still, but even so, I just think...
I know. I agree.
The round of that is when we say gay people shouldn't get married...
They're thinking
we're
about
thinking
men.
Of gay dudes. We're not thinking of two women.
And
we're
just not. When they say being gay is gross, they're talking about two guys. I mean, that's right. You just break it down to that. Like,
right. They always say it's, you know, it was Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Exactly.
They'll never say it was Adam and Eve, not
Sarah and
Genevieve, Eve, whatever, right?
Right.
They don't say that. They're talking about dudes.
Yeah. So,
did I ever tell you about my gay encounter? I had a gay encounter.
Yeah, in the Navy, where you grabbed that guy in the bathroom.
Yeah, well, he tried to.
Well, I would try and do something too if you grabbed me. Wasn't he peeing and you grabbed his privates?
Opposite.
Oh, you were.
So I was in a bar.
I was in a bar?
No,
I thought it was on the ship.
I was in a bar. No, it wasn't anybody I was like in the Navy with. I was in a bar. We were drinking beer and having shots, and this guy. You know, I don't remember. I think I kind of got into a little bit of a scuffle with some guy, and they threw the guy out. And then I went back, and this other guy came up and bought me a shot, and we were talking, hanging out. And the bar closed, and he's like, hey, some of us are going back to my place. You want to come over and drink a couple beers? And I was like, sure.
Yeah.
So I went over there. It was like, I don't know, maybe five dudes.
Okay.
Didn't think anything about it. And so I sit on the couch, and I'm having a couple beers, and I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom. So I went up and got to the bathroom. I was about halfway there. He's like, hey, can I go in there with you? And I was like, sure.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking. I'm thinking maybe we're going to pee at the same time. I don't know.
Because you know why you weren't thinking it? Because you're not bisexual or gay.
Right. So
true,
then when I got in there, I pulled out my wiener, and he went and touched it. He touched my wiener.
And
he gave it a little tug.
And you said, no.
Well, I stopped for a second, and then I realized, oh, my God, it's all guys.
That's the reason I'm here.
Right. It, like, hit me. Like I was like, oh, my God, there's all guys here.
We haven't talked about sports once.
What is going on? Well, I know what's going on, so I killed him.
No.
I looked at him, and I said, hey, man, I think I made a big mistake. And he...
Are you pretty drunk, or just
we both got pretty good buzzes on him, like, but I think I made a big mistake. I'm not gay.
Right.
And he's like, oh... And I said, I really thought we were just coming over and drinking beers. He's like, oh, it's okay, man. It happens. We walked out. The other dudes were all making out on the couch.
By then,
they were already like, we know what this party is.
And they were like, okay, finally, they're going to the bathroom, so now we'll all just, we know what's going to happen in there.
Yep.
Let's get started. Yeah.
So then I came out, and dude called me a cab. Super nice guy. Called me a cab, and I just went back home.
So you in that moment were honest with him, and you had the... wherewithal, the fortitude to say something instead of just being like, oh, I'm embarrassed. This is my fault. I didn't notice any of these signs, and now I should probably just go with this.
Yeah, no, that didn't, like, my head didn't say, like, we should start figuring this out. Well, my head had already figured it out, like, oh, God.
That's kind
of... this guy's going to want me to do sex things with another dude.
That's why I feel like this pop star guy saying he's figuring it out.
But it wasn't like a violent reaction, or it wasn't like the reaction was just like, oh, no, man.
Yeah, you said he was nice.
It was almost like, I'm sorry. Like, you know, I was the wrong. I was like, I clearly led you on.
Yeah.
I just didn't know.
Yep. You weren't thinking it.
No, I'm sorry, but clearly I led you on. We drank together. I let you buy me a couple of beers. I thought it was all because I got into a fight.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, look at that guy. Kick somebody's ass. Let's have some beers with him.
Right.
I didn't realize that you wanted to do that.
Yep. Sorry.
Well,
my bad.
Very sorry.
And he's cool about it. And that's that.
Yeah, he's cool about it.
But figuring it out, if you're saying I'm still trying to figure it out, what is there really to figure out, Mr. Mendez? If you like both, then
you like both.
But you're bisexual, and that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Right?
Yeah. Top five.
It's gonna be tough. We're gonna come up with that list here soon. You still owe me that list of top five gay guys.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Don't give away your list yet. No. We're doing that soon.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Okay, so we got to do our list before we get out of here today. We're going to do that before we get out of here. It's your five favorite gay guys. I don't like that we...
Jodie Foster.
...promise that we're going to do stuff. That's a gay woman. I don't like that promise that we're going to do stuff, and then we don't end up following through. So we're going to do that before we get out of here.
I'm also going
to tell you how to make $100,000. I think you may actually qualify, Laszlo. I think you could win $100,000. And it's kind of Halloween-related. And there's another thing Halloween-related, too, about nightmares that I wanted to ask you about. Real quick, though, do you want to know? I thought this was interesting. I thought this is the kind of link that Laszlo would click. I can see both of us going, okay, I'm interested. It shouldn't be because it's silly. But the most popular names for billionaires, they take the names and they add up all the money that they're worth, right?
That's an interesting thing.
Yeah, I thought so too. It was Bloomberg, and they did the top 10. Like, here's what these guys, their total net worth is worth. So you've got, I'll just give you some of the top ones here. David is worth $118 billion.
Okay.
John is worth $155 billion.
Okay.
Michael, $147 billion. Mark, $205 billion. That was the biggest one on the list, but that is Mark Zuckerberg alone worth $205 billion? That's stuff I don't know. But they they didn't put a list together.
Elon?
I guess not, because he's on his own, right? There aren't enough Elons. Right. You would think that his money alone, though, if Mark's money alone, then Elon should have been on the list.
Of Mark, so.
The names were John, David, Thomas, Michael, Mark, Charles, Zhang, Wang, Richard, and Jim.
Most of those are just regular plain names.
Yep, and maybe in China those are regular plain names too. You know what I mean? Right. I don't know, but there you go.
No Jackson, Braxton, Maxton,
no
Caxton,
Gussie, none of that stuff.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I mean, although Elon, you know, he's doing all right. But yeah, if you want your kid to be successful, I'm just saying.
Just give him a real short name.
Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
On 98.9 The Rock. KQRC Leavenworth, Kansas City's rock station. Always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Yo.
All right.
Thanks for these sour candies.
You're welcome. They're Aldi Altoid Sours.
Good.
So, I asked you yesterday.
Uh-huh.
You actually brought it up somehow. I think you were trying to make fun of me by doing some old, like, 90s junior high level humor gay joke.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think we were talking about...
I'm sorry, my Geddy Lee. Sophomore.
I think we were talking about Geddy Lee, and some of this turned into me liking Rush and...
Gay dudes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
No, I don't know why either. But we decided what we need to do is put together a list.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case anyone thought for a second that we're homophobic. Because we are not. Mm-hmm. Come up with your five favorite gay dudes of all time. Mm-hmm. We can do women later. But did you do it? Did you do your homework?
Yeah.
It's tough to decide. Here's the thing. If you start looking at historical figures,
sure.
You go, okay, well, there's a lot. But
Liberace.
I didn't live through a lot of these. Right, like Liberace, I don't...
Rock Hudson.
Seem fine. Rock Hudson, those... I mean, you could have grown up watching Abe reruns. Lincoln. Mm-hmm, okay.
Well, I mean, everybody says Abe Lincoln's gay.
Who said that?
Everyone.
I never heard that, but...
You haven't?
I didn't watch the movie.
Well, I don't think it was in the movie. I didn't watch it either. I'm just saying people say Abe Lincoln was gay.
I never heard that. Well...
I'm just typing in what...
You need someone who was known to be gay that came
Abe
out...
Abe Lincoln.
Someone who came out... Or, you know, wasn't... It was well known that they were gay. Well established. I decided to go with modern celebrities because they have come out. They're open about it. I don't want to... be saying somebody's gay that turns out they're not. They think I'm trying to, you know. So, did you put together a list of your favorite gay men? Five of them?
Yeah.
Okay. You already ruined it earlier.
Well, Neil Patrick Harris, number one.
He's your favorite.
My favorite gay.
Now,
man.
Before he did Harold and Kumar, when he was just Doogie Howser out of work.
Love Doogie Howser.
You did.
Love
I was going to ask if he would have still
Love
made your list
show.
If he hadn't
Absolutely.
Gone on to do those
I
other
mean,
things
hey,
and
those
reinvent
other
himself.
Great. But I love the Christmas movie he did. It's one
right.
of my favorites.
Right. I'm just saying up to... Well, once he did that Harold and Kumar thing and then had How I Met Your Mother and all that stuff and became
I've never seen
again.
One episode of How I Met Your Mother.
I just was curious if Doogie Howser was enough.
I love Doogie Howser.
That you might still
loved
have put
it.
Him on
loved
your list.
Loved it.
Okay.
I loved a little typing at the end.
I did too. I like the music. Okay.
I liked his buddy.
I did too. Wonder how that guy's doing. That's the kind of guy that you read stories about, you know? And you go, don't get too distracted, Lazo. We'll look him up later.
I got it.
Doogie. So, who's number five on your list? Start at the bottom. Start at the bottom.
RuPaul.
You did RuPaul.
I did.
I do like RuPaul. I don't watch that show.
Either, she seems...
I like that song. What was her song in the 90s?
I don't know. I don't really know much about her. I just know she drag races.
She
I like her.
She drag races.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Okay, so RuPaul's five. Who's number four? I like RuPaul. That's a good pick. Number four.
Nathan Lane.
Acts
just like my mother. My mother acts like Nathan Lane from The Birdcage.
I call
her Nathan. Nathan, you got to stop. She's like,
well, I don't know. I was just trying to rearrange all your dishes, and I thought it would be nice, but if you want me to move home and die, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Like, settle down.
I got to be
down,
honest.
Nathan. When I was a kid, I used to tell her, shimmy down from the cross.
I was
everything was just...
Isn't that a lot of moms? That's why Nathan Lane was so great in that.
I'm just saying, I tried to be a good mother.
I'm like, I just asked you to put the non-dairy creamer in my coffee. I don't like the French vanilla.
I just thought I bought extra French vanilla because I just thought you would like...
How about everything I do is wrong? Did you get that one?
All the time.
Everything I do is wrong.
I have a problem, saying things. I don't... They just come out.
I guess son thinks I'm a liar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those things. That's why Nate blames the cigarette. I'm going to be honest here.
My dad died, so you'd get the creamer. I'm like, Mom, stop it.
I just miss your father.
I never got that one.
I don't know. I miss your father.
Oh, interesting. I never got that
one.
Oh,
that's the ending where, she's just gone.
Yeah, that's weird. I feel like I could see my mom doing that, but I never got that one.
Let me also say, while I'm saying this, I love my mom. I am a mama's boy. People think that I'm not because me and my mom yell at each other all the time. As soon as she gets in the car, God damn it, Mom, shut it. But we've always been like that, and she, one of my best friends, if not my best friend. I talk to her all the time. She's great.
I was hoping you might forget Nathan Lane.
Mm-mm.
Because I thought, if he forgets Nathan Lane, he's going to be jealous of my list, because it's such a good pick. And The Birdcage is, to this day, one of the funniest goddamn things. It's on HBO all the time. I'm not on live TV, but I see it streaming, and I've probably streamed it. In the last 10 years, I probably streamed it 3 times all the way through. It's just once I turn it on, he's so funny in that. It's one of the funniest things. I wonder if that makes us seem old. Would young people think that's funny? Would they think Nathan Lane is funny in The Birdcage?
Mothers still act like that.
I know, but I wonder if it's almost like I don't like Mel Brooks. I don't dislike the guy. Mel Brooks movies, we were talking about Terry Garr earlier dying from Young Frankenstein. I don't really think Young Frankenstein's hilarious. I don't think Blazing Saddles is hilarious. I know that's sacrilege. I think it was just maybe a little bit before my time. Spaceballs had its moments, but it's not one of my favorites at all. And some people absolutely think he's the greatest, and I get it. There's enough people making that argument that maybe he is. But I wonder if that performance that Nathan Lane did in Birdcage would kind of be the same thing. Like, would it be to a younger person, would they view it the same way I viewed those older Mel Brooks movies? I don't know. I think he's great. So Nathan Lane, who's next?
Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer.
I don't know that he's gay, but he deserves to be on
the list. I told you, you can't do that.
He needs to be on the list.
You cannot do that. This is the whole reason I was hesitant to use historical figures. You can't just start calling people gay.
I can call Urban Meyer.
Find people that are out. Obviously, everyone knows what you're doing. You cannot do that.
I don't like him not being on my list.
You can put him on another list, okay? The smartest minds, something like that. We'll do another list. Greatest of all times, You can put it on another list.
Ian McKellen.
Ian McKellen was a good one. I thought a lot of people on Twitch would probably pick Ian McKellen. By the way, if you want to join us on Twitch, twitch.tv.
We'd love to know who your 5 favorite gay people are.
/Church of Lazo.
Gay men.
Yeah. You can also text us 913-586-7989.
Zac Efron.
Ian McKellen. Zac Efron is not gay.
No, Zac, please.
He is not gay.
He's not?
No. Go with people who have come out and said they're gay.
I wasn't making that one up. Zac Efron has to be gay.
No. Not that I know of. No. I mean, look, it would be great news if he was. But I don't think he is. I think he's just really hot. The guy's built like a machine. He must do push-ups every free second of his life. Guy's something else. I don't know how great an actor he is, but he's good enough. I think the work he puts into that... He deserves all the fame and fortune.
Right, so he's not gay? And
not that I know of, no.
I thought he was gay.
No.
He looks gay.
Laszlo, that is not what we're doing.
Okay, George Takei.
Damn it, he's on my list. George Takei is on my list. Yeah. All right.
Man, I had more.
Well, I don't even know if we came up with 5 yet. Ian McKellen, Neil Patrick Harris, George Takei, Nathan Lane.
RuPaul.
And RuPaul. Okay, there, you got your 5.
Elliot Page.
I thought Elliot Page, yeah.
Yeah. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
What have you liked of Elliot Page's? I'm just skeptical. What has Elliot Page done that you love?
That movie with Justin Bateman, the one everybody likes.
Juno?
Yeah.
So Juno, the performance in Juno.
Yeah.
When he was probably 16.
I like that movie.
Is enough for you to put him on your top
favorite?
Okay.
That movie's better than anything RuPaul made.
You put RuPaul on your list.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
You make it sound like I put RuPaul on my list.
I'm just saying, how do I put RuPaul on my list and not Elliot Page?
RuPaul's been a huge celebrity for 30-some years now.
You don't like Elliot Page now?
I don't know much about Elliot Page, is what I'm saying. I don't even know that I ever saw Juno all the way through.
You didn't?
No.
It's one of the best movies ever.
Give me a break.
I doubt it. I love that movie.
I doubt it.
You doubt I love that movie?
I saw parts of it. It seems stupid. I can't imagine you liked it. I like Michael Cera, but...
Love him. Is he on your list?
Michael Cera isn't gay.
Okay.
He was engaged to that woman. Lazlo, I'm being serious.
What?
Stop.
Okay, I just didn't know.
I knew this was going to end up being a problem. I'm just going to go through my list, okay? My fifth is Jim Parsons from Big Bang Theory. I don't even like Big Bang Theory.
I've never seen it.
But I like him, and he was in a movie.
Eric Stone Street?
He's not gay. He played a gay guy in a movie, or in a show, which I don't think you can do anymore.
What show is that?
The Modern Family. Mm. Now, the guy that played his husband, I think, is gay. You could have chose him.
I'm
not a Big Bang Theory fan, but Jim Parsons seems awesome. He seems talented. I can see why he was so successful on that show and why people thought he was so funny. Not necessarily my type of humor, but he was in a drama that I watched not too long ago. Dude is a hell of an actor. He's a talent. So I put Parsons at 5, okay? Elton John is number 4. I can't believe you didn't have Elton John on your list. But Elton John, I think, would have to be on your top 5. But
I was thinking more movie stars when we did this.
I mean,
Freddie Mercury would have been the top of my list. I didn't really do singers or people in bands.
Well, that's what I said. It was tough to decide if you're going to do historical figures. You know, all of them.
I just went with like TV movie stars, I guess.
Elton John is on my list at number 4.
Because I didn't even put Rob Halford on. He would have been on that list, too. I mean, he was. I should redo my list now that we're
okay,
including musicians. I don't know.
Nathan Lane is on my list. How many is that? Wait, I started with Jim Parsons, right? I gave you that one. Mm-hmm. Elton John. And then I told you George Takei.
Josh Allen.
Laszlo. Dude.
What?
Just stop.
Okay, sorry.
And then since you took Nathan
Lane. Gay?
Huh? Since you took Nathan Lane.
You don't think Josh Allen's gay?
I'm moving my stuff around. I think he's a bitch. I don't think he's gay.
Okay.
That I know of.
Would it surprise you?
Jim Parsons.
I don't know who Jim Parsons is.
The dude from Big Bang Theory that made like $1 billion an episode.
Kevin Spacey?
Maybe he is now, but...
I watched the documentary. He's gay.
I understand, but has he ever come out and said he's gay?
I asked
you to pick people who are
out. Kevin Spacey said he was gay.
Okay, fine.
Remember, he said that.
Okay, so he's one of your favorite people?
Yeah,
the guy who's
favorite.
Been accused of all those
he
things?
He takes over for Neil Patrick Harris, number 1.
Oh, wow.
Kevin
okay.
Spacey, Neil Patrick Harris, Rob Halford, Freddie Mercury, Josh Allen.
Jesus. I'd said Tim Gunn was my favorite. Second favorite.
He's not out.
What? You said he was.
I don't think so.
You said he's a gay man. I asked you that yesterday.
Well, I assume he's gay, man.
The guy from... No, he's out, right?
I don't think so.
What? We went over this yesterday. I said, he's out, isn't he? And you said, yeah, he's out.
Tim Gunn is openly gay.
Okay, thank you. And then the one I skipped over, number 2, was Zachary Quinton.
Who the hell's Zachary Quinton?
Quinton.
Who the hell's Zach? Who's that?
He played Spock in the new Star Trek movies, and there's something about that dude.
Zachary Quinto?
Quinto, is that what it is? I may have a little bit of a crush on that dude, if I'm being honest.
I didn't know that dude was gay.
Who, the guy? Spock?
He's got a new TV show coming out.
Yeah, he's got one on NBC. He did a show, I watched the Halloween
Heroes.
Season. Was he in Heroes?
I was like the star of it, wasn't
he? Oh, okay.
He?
I never watched Heroes. I don't really remember that. I think I may watch the premiere with you when we lived together. But... I liked him in Star Trek a lot. He's my new Spock. I think he's a great new Spock. And I've watched his other stuff that he's in just because he's in it. I like him a lot. I want to be his friend. I want to hang out with him. I don't think that means I'm figuring things out. I think I just want to hang out with him. I think he seems awesome.
He was Siler in Heroes.
Interesting.
I know he was gay.
I didn't know that. Yeah, he's openly gay. I like him a lot. So he's my number 2. But Tim Gunn's number 1. Make it work, Laszlo. Make it work.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9, The Rock.
Yo.
So, nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's Halloween, so there's all this stuff that I'm...
Aaron Rodgers.
So we're not doing that anymore.
I'm saying names.
I thought you liked Aaron Rodgers.
Why wouldn't I?
You're just throwing out these names now. It's sophomoric.
No, sorry.
It's not even sophomoric.
It's offensive.
That would imply that you're like 16 years old or something. This is well below that. This is junior high stuff. And it's junior high stuff of the past, too.
Sorry.
It makes Adam Sandler seem highbrow.
I'm very sorry.
So I want to talk to you because Halloween is coming up in just a few hours. Mm-hmm. Even though you'd never know it here because we have to work. But people were talking about nightmares online and saying the most, they figured out what the most common nightmares are that people have. New York Post, I mean, that's a real news organization. And they ask people, okay, what's the most common nightmares that you have? And people give a few, and then they put them all together, and they say, okay, here's what humans, Americans, these are the nightmares we have the most. Now, you said you have had a nightmare.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But you don't remember what it was about?
Maybe not. Like,
even as a kid?
I remember I used to have like a reoccurring dream.
Yeah.
Where I was hiding.
Yes.
And people had broken into the house. They were trying to find me, and I had to be quiet. But they were like shadowy people. And it was in black, looked like, black and white.
Yeah.
Almost looked like the Aha video for Take On Me.
Mm-hmm.
Like a hand drawn, but I was hiding.
Yeah.
And I had to be real quiet.
Do you remember how it ended?
No, I always woke up. There was no ending.
I had that same dream. It was a couple guys break in. They've got guns. They start shooting my entire family. My whole family's there. Mine's like it's a holiday.
None of that happened. None of that before stuff.
I can hear the guns.
They're in it, and I have to hide. I know they're looking for me.
Well, me too. But I've got my eyes closed, basically, and I'm playing dead on the floor.
Mm.
That's what I'm doing.
I'm hiding under a desk.
I know people are being shot around me and killed. My family's getting killed. So I lay there, and I know people say you can't die in dreams. I have died in dreams multiple times. Yes,
I know that.
They would shoot me, in some of these, they'd shoot me, and I go... And I'd say, well, this is it.
Did you wake up?
I'd sit there and go, I guess this is it.
Oh, then you're like,
this is death?
Dead?
I'm thinking about it. Well, it's just darkness because I don't really see anything. I guess I don't have a mind's eye anyway. I learned that a couple months ago. But
how did you learn that?
Because there's been this whole thing that came out this year that got real popular where they started to talk about how some people don't have mind's eyes.
How do you know if you have one or not?
Like, I never understood that how someone would describe a suspect to a sketch artist. I can't do that.
What do you mean?
When someone would say, I saw a suspect, here's what his face looked like. I can't do that. I don't know. Even if I saw the person, I can recognize them, I think, if I see them again. But I don't see an image of them in my head. And it started this whole study.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know it doesn't make sense to you because you have this image in your head. We went over this.
You don't have an image of a person in your head? If I say a name, you don't know what they look like. If I say Derek Jeter, you don't know what he looks like?
We had this exact same conversation.
I don't remember this.
I know that if you show me Derek Jeter, I know what he looks like.
But
I know
that he's bald. Right now, what does he look like?
He's bald. And that's he's bald. Light
but you have
skin,
a picture of him in your head.
I don't, though. That's the thing. I have
what
sort
do you
of.
Have?
I have a. De- I'm giving you a description. I know he's bald, and I may get a very quick flash where I can sort of see an image in my mind. But I never knew that some people actually see
Derek
images
Jeter?
Like static pictures in their mind.
Yeah.
They did the study. They had people close their eyes and they say picture
your house,
something.
Mm-hmm. And someone says, "What does Lazo look like?"
Right.
And you close your eyes, you don't see a picture of me in your head?
I don't see you.
You don't see me?
I can see, maybe, like I said, a very quick piece of you. But I cannot close my eyes and see you.
You can't imagine. So you never were able to masturbate before the internet? Because you get like, oh, this is, I want a picture of a really hot chick.
Well, I will.
It's just like a shadowy version of whatever.
I will say this. I hated trying to masturbate without pornography. And the whole idea was...
But you couldn't, like, when you're trying to do that, you couldn't come up with a picture of someone's face?
I could think about people, but I'm not seeing them the same way. It's a whole study. You can look it up.
I don't want to.
Read about the mind's eye.
Stupid.
Some people have actual
Everyone
images. No, they don't. And there's, like, levels of it. And
you don't
I don't.
Have an image in your head.
No, if I close my eyes, I don't have an image in my head. I see the back of my eyelids.
Is that just for people? If you close your eyes, can you picture your car? Can you picture the letter C?
I can get very quick, like I say, flashes of pieces of it. It's always like a portion, and I see a quick thing, but I cannot get like an image of it pulled up in my head.
I don't believe any of this. So, I don't believe any of it.
You're just one of these people. It's like, well, if it's not how I live my life, then
well, I can't
it doesn't make
it.
Any
you can't
sense.
Close your eyes, and so every day
I can't believe that you can close your eyes and see an image like that. I didn't
when
know
you
that.
You go outside to get in your car. You're like, which one's mine? You can't.
No,
picture
I
it?
Know what it is. That's what I said. If you show, if I see someone, I will be able to tell you who they were when I see them again. I can
well,
recognize
walk out
them.
Your car right now. You don't know what it looks like.
Yes, I know what it looks like.
Well, yeah, that's got to be an image in your head.
It sort of is. This God, you got
to
read the thing.
I don't want. To.
I don't have an actual. I know you don't. You just want to argue here
well,
about this.
Sense.
It's because You don't understand the basics of this. I see some things. I don't see them the way that you probably see them. And some people can see them perfectly. Some people can close their eyes and have a full image of somebody, a movie star, a perpetrator, whatever, and they can describe that. I don't get that.
You don't get it. Like, if you close your eyes now, you can't picture your house that you live in.
Okay, if I try and picture my house, I get these very quick corners, pieces, and they flash. It's very quick flash. Which, if you read this thing, that's how some people... That's a certain percentage of people. Right, that's what their mind's eye looks like.
So
in my nightmares, usually I do have my eyes closed. I'm hiding because I'm not seeing what's going on around me, which makes sense. Now, I never really thought about that, but I'm not seeing it. That's why
conversation's a nightmare.
I never had a wet dream. I told you that, and I think it's because I don't have a mind's eye.
I don't know what you masturbated to.
Or maybe because I masturbated too much.
Well, you didn't. How could you do it? What do you masturbate to when you can't see anything?
I had a computer. I had the internet.
I know, but before that.
It was difficult. I hated it. The idea. I'd have people say, I just think about whatever. I'm like, God, it seems like it would take forever. Yeah, it doesn't.
You can't picture Madonna in your head right now?
Laszlo,
you know what she looks like?
I know what she looks like. So the top things that people have nightmares about. Someone that they love passing away. A loved one dying. I've honestly only in the like shooting dreams where my family got shot, which is pretty rare.
I don't think I've ever done that.
But I've not had... You've never had a dream? You know, I think I have maybe had a dream where I think someone's dead and I wake up and go, oh my gosh, thank God that person's not dead. But I don't remember it that well. Does that sound familiar to you at all? You ever had that?
Where
you wake up and you go...
A lot of times I wake up like after, like maybe I killed someone and wrecked a car or something. I was running from the cops or something. Got drunk and, you know, I was in trouble.
Yeah.
And then I wake up and I'll be like, oh God, I'm in so much trouble.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, oh. Yes, it was that a feeling. Dream. I didn't do anything. Like,
exactly.
I have to recount my head like, oh, I didn't do any of that.
Yeah. I think I've had that same thing with someone dying before, but I don't remember the specifics. But yeah, what you're talking about has definitely happened. Number eight is waking up late. So, and I've had that one. I have dreams where I wake up and I'm late, and then I realize, oh, I'm still asleep, and I wake up again,
and
it keeps going until I finally wake myself up. It's like my brain's trying to wake myself up. I also have sleep paralysis sometimes, which is something you don't believe in. So that's another thing that happens.
I don't believe in it.
You told me that you don't think that sleep paralysis is real, or you at least said that you don't think that I have it.
Well, I don't know if you have it or not.
I have it. I've told you about it.
Oh, yeah.
And you just don't believe me.
We can't move, right?
Yeah, you're asleep. You're partially asleep. I can sort of see and hear what's going on around me. I can hear what's going on around me.
You can't see what's on around you.
I sometimes can. Sometimes
you don't have my mind's eye.
Sometimes my eyes are open, though. Yeah. Okay, being attacked.
So, like, what really is happening in your house you can see?
Maybe, if my eyes are open. But that's only happened to me a few times where my eyes were open.
But you can't move?
We can't move. It's like you're trying to wake up, and eventually you know you're asleep, damn it. You're not moving. You feel, you're just paralyzed. You're totally paralyzed. It's freaky. Feeling trapped, feeling lost, dying. Do you have dreams where you die?
Never.
I've
never died in a dream.
But you've had dreams where you're trying desperately not to die, right?
Okay. Hiding from people, whatever, running. Yeah.
What about the falling?
They never caught me.
What about falling?
I've never had that dream either. I know a lot of people have. Where
you've never been. Never had the falling dream. Have you had dreams where you're flying?
No.
Being chased is number two.
Yeah, I get that.
When I was a kid, that was my number one nightmare that I'd have, that my parents had to come get me. I had this dream that I would walk out in front of my house, and this little goblin thing... I think it was maybe the guy from Labyrinth, that movie Labyrinth. It was some sort of little goblin thing. It might have been the leprechaun. I'm not sure. But it chased me in circles. I just remember running and knowing that this leprechaun thing, goblin thing, was behind me. Had that dream many times. Did not like it. Being chased, that's a common one. And number one is falling. That's the most common nightmare. 65% of people say they've had nightmares where they're falling from a significant height.
Can you picture the future?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, we all can time travel a little bit. Like, I can, in my head... Picture me in the future going and getting my car, going home. I can make that movie in my head. You know what I mean? So can you picture your car driving down the road going home?
Well, like I said, it's just like everything else. I can see a very quick flash of a piece of it, and then it moves
to
something
home
else.
Today, like,
and then it goes to blankness again, and then I can get another quick flash fix. I'm like, think of the car. And I can see, like, okay, I just saw the corner of my car on the road, but it's for a split second. I don't have a static image. And the thing is, this will sound stupid, but one time I got really high, and so high that I was freaked out, as the kids would say, I was stuck, And I was laying on the couch and my eyes were closed, and like, I wanted to go to the hospital. And every time I would close my eyes, I would see these perfect static images, which had never happened to me before.
Hmm.
Things I'd never seen before, and I could describe them to someone. Like, I can tell you what I'm looking at.
What about your memories?
And that happens when I take mushrooms, too. I can see images perfectly in my mind sometimes when I'm really high.
What about your memories?
What about
them? Can you remember? Okay, so when you were dressed in the Lucy hat and the hip-hop pigs.
Yeah.
Like, can you remember Disney? Like, do you know what the castle looks like? And can you picture you walking around with your mom and dad? Like a movie? Like,
I can't picture around walking around with mom and dad. I know what the castle looks like, but probably from pictures. Anything else is usually a picture. I get a lot of my memories from pictures that we took while we were there. And then I try to imagine that was a real thing that happened.
But you can't, like, picture yourself talking to them or anything.
I mean, not really, no. But I can remember things that were said sometimes. People who listen to this show know my memory's horrible. But I can remember the basics of conversations that I've had sometimes. But I can't visualize it necessarily. It would be weird to be in someone else's body. You have no idea what's going on. I'm sure if I got inside your body, I'd be freaked out for a couple days getting to know the ropes, you know?
Yeah.
I just don't have that. But I know now that it's possible because, like I said, when I get really high, I can have those images.
Do you know like what the number two looks like?
The number two.
Yeah, like, can you close your eyes and picture the number two?
I don't see it, but right. I don't know how to explain it.
Right. I don't even understand how you
look. I know what it looks like.
It explains a lot why you're stupid.
So, listen, when you close your eyes,
look
at the number two.
Yeah.
Can you get an image of it up there?
Yeah.
And does it stay there?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, like, if I close my eyes, like, there's colors that swirl with it and stuff, and I have to concentrate. Like, okay, just the number two, and then I can get it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't see it. I know it. I just don't see it. I don't know how to explain it.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
I don't have total facial blindness. I just don't see an image of him in my head. I get pieces of it. One piece at a time. And when I see
what,
him,
you
I
like
go,
an
yeah,
ear
him.
At a time?
Sometimes it could be like his hair. It could be. But I can't close my eyes and
look
at
him.
You
can't just close your eyes and picture him in a movie?
No,
I cannot. With the shirt dancing and singing?
No.
In Risky Business sliding across the... You can't picture that. You can't remember that.
I know what it is. I know that he slid across the floor.
No, can you picture that?
I just saw a sock. I just saw part of his sock.
That's it?
Yes.
So when you say remember that scene in a movie, you don't really remember the scene?
I remember it differently than you do. I know what it was.
I don't even see how we talk about stuff. We talk about like the Yankees game. Like, did you see that? And then you're talking about it, but you don't even see it in your head.
I know what happened. I can see.
Yeah, but I'm like, remember that? You're like, you don't know. You have no idea. I'm like, remember when he grabbed the ball like this? You can't picture that.
I can though, just not the way that you do.
But you can't picture all of it.
It's all little pieces, but they come together as a whole piece. And I remember. And then if I go back and look at the video, I go, yeah, that's what I remembered. My memory is horrible, though, and I could never describe a suspect to the police like that. I could never give you facial features and things of that nature. No way. I could tell you what color shirt he was wearing, if he had brown hair, if he was tall, short, skinny, fat. I could tell you those things, but that's it. I couldn't describe to you what his chin looked like or his eyes. I have no idea. I don't think I could do that. Maybe I could do it for people that I'm around all the time, my family, you. I don't know, but I don't think I'd be very good
at it. If I asked you, just picture in your head Patrick Mahomes passing, you can't see that?
I just see a flash of, like, a red jersey. I see a flash
of
his hair.
I don't like any of this. I hate it.
All right. Well, let's be done with it.
I hate it.
I know.
You don't know who Tom Cruise is? Can't
see him. I know who he is.
Shawn Mendes. You can't see what he looks like.
I don't know what he looks like. Yes, I'm aware of who they are. I can spot them in a crowd. We got to go. You can be mad at me off the air.
Don't love it.
You didn't love it last time. Oddly, you didn't remember any of it, so I don't love that.
Well, don't bring it up again.
Okay.
I don't know how you want me to walk you to your car. You know what it looks like?
I've been through this. I know what my car looks like.
Just can't picture it in your head?
That's correct.
So how do you know what it looks like?
Laszlo, how am I going to try to explain this to you? I don't know. I just know. Just like how I know how to stand up.
All right, well, is Freddie Freeman going to hit a home run tonight?
Yes, absolutely.
I put all my money on it. Freddie Freeman for a home run. I put a ton of money on it. Plus 600.
Good. He'll do it.
He will. All right, good show. Freddie Freeman, stay positive, kids.
Kansas City's Rock Station. 98.9 The Rock. KQRC, Leavenworth.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.